NAFTA is just one challenge facing U.S.-Mexican relations. There's also Trump's tough approach to immigration and deportation. And just this past weekend, thousands of Mexicans in cities across their country protested Trump's policies. In fact, America's new president has become something of a hot potato for Mexican politicians. It seems they can't distance themselves from Trump fast enough. Reporter David Agron's been following all of this from Mexico City. I started by asking him if the protests there are growing.
I wouldn't say they're growing. I mean, I would say that the protests are just getting started. One thing with yesterday was there was a definite anti-Trump message, but at the same time, there was a strong anti-President Enrique Peña Nieto message. And it's one of the funny things I've been finding ever since, you know, Trump emerged on the scene in Mexico is that there's widespread dislike with message, but Mexico's own political class is so unpopular, and the president also has a 12% approval rating that a lot of people just can't help but, when they say bad things about Trump, say something bad about their own president. So you had a mixed, you sort of had a double message there.
Mexico's got its own presidential election a year from now. How are things going to kind of continue unfolding?
I would say that what's interesting is that the entire political class is somewhat under fire. And part of that is because of a sense that they're living well while other people in this country are barely getting by. The gasoline price went up by 20% on New Year's. That caused mass protests. And then they see politicians paying themselves large Christmas bonuses and getting new iPhone 7s. And it just stirs a sense that they're not sharing the pain of ordinary people.
It's almost as if borrowing a page from American history books. There's this populist candidate who's emerged, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. How much is he looking north, seeing this opportunity and thinking Trump's approach to mistrusting legacy politicians might be good for his own campaign?
Yeah, it's interesting that he undoubtedly sees something there. Now, it should be said that López Obrador has been a politician for decades. He was mayor of Mexico City from 2000 to 2005, twice run for president. But he's speaking to people that, you know, he was described as a danger to Mexico in 2006. It's a lot harder to make that message now after so many years of drug cartel violence, of scandals and corruption that have been made. So Andrés Manuel López Obrador has an opportunity. Polls put him in the lead. It's a small lead.
He was in Los Angeles this past weekend, part of a tour through the U.S. What was the reaction in Mexico to his coming up to the U.S.?
Other politicians have done it as well. So it seems like it is the topic of the moment for, I don't think any Mexican politician wants to be seen as somehow not having stood up to someone who is seen as a bully in Donald Trump. And in a lot of ways, I think he's actually moderating his message somewhat. He's not going to do anything about free trade. NAFTA, he's actually defended it. He's with the structural reforms that came in under President Peña Nieto. You know, Andrés Manuel López Obrador talked about that as being treasonous, you know, because Mexico's had a state-run oil industry that's now opened up. So he said that'll go to a referendum. So he's trying to strike a more reasonable note, and you're starting to see people in the business class starting to go over to him. You know, that's a sign that, you know, some people here are starting to take him seriously and starting to say, well, maybe this, we've tried the others. We branded this guy a danger. Maybe he's not so bad after all.
So, David, over a year ago when Trump declared his candidacy, he famously said Mexicans are sending us their worst, criminals, mm-hmm. drug dealers, rapists. A year on, what would you say most angers Mexicans?
Overall, I think it's overall disrespect. When you talk to people, and I went to the taco stand yesterday, the waitress there, she has family that has a brother that lives in New York, and he doesn't have the proper papers, although his wife does. You'll hear people say things, what would happen in the United States if all the migrants went away? There's a real sense that Mexican migrants aren't appreciated for what they do there. You also have people that are in areas that have grown rapidly under NAFTA, and that would be areas where the auto industry is set up, they've built plants, and those people might end up losing their jobs. It's a question of what happens with investment. Does Trump's tweeting and job owning of these companies cause them to pull out their investments or just simply freeze investments going forward? You know, either scenario isn't ideal. And then you also have some elites who been very, very critical of Trump. And for them, I think a lot of it is that they represent a class of people that have been pro-American and really bet on better relations with the United States, increased cooperation in areas such as security, increased trade. So NAFTA has been like their North Star. It's guided geopolitical policy, foreign policy. This is how, you know, Mexico has been orienting itself for the last 25 years. And suddenly that's changing. And there's a, you know, the reward for that has been nativism in the United States. So that's, I think for a lot of people, that's quite bitter.
Reporter David Agron speaking with us from Mexico City. Thanks very much, David.
Okay, you're very welcome.
You're with The World.